So in the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. The Word was present to God from the beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being. And apart from the Word, nothing came into being. This has come into being. The Word was life, and that life was humanity's light, a light that shines in the darkness, a light that darkness has never overtaken. Then came one named John, sent as an envoy from God, who came as a witness to testify about the light, so that through his testimony, everyone might believe. He himself wasn't the light. He only came to testify about the light, the true light that illuminates all humankind. The Word was coming into the world, was the Word, and through the world was made, and though the world was made through the Word, the world didn't recognize it. Though the Word came to its own realm, the Word's own people didn't accept it. Yet any who did accept the Word, who believed in that name, were empowered to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor urge of flesh, nor human will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and stayed for a little while among us. We saw the Word's glory, the favor and position a parent gives an only child, filled with grace, filled with truth. John testified by proclaiming, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'The one who comes after me ranks ahead of me, for this one existed before I did.' Of this one's fullness, we have all had a share, gift on top of gift, for while the law was given through Moses, the gift and the truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, its only begotten ever at Abba's side, who has revealed God to us." Okay, that's a lot of...
reading the Word?
Well, it's a lot of reading. It's a lot of wordy stuff, though, isn't it? All right, so here I'm going to give you a piece of exegesis. What the gospel meant to John's audience certainly would not be what it means to us 1900 years later. Hallelujah. And actually, I don't know, a few hundred years into church, they tried to turn this into that Jesus was God. Amen? They missed the boat, folks. This is not about Trinitarian theology. This is John talking to a bunch of Hellenistic Greeks, basically, from a Hebraic or Hebraic tradition. In other words, what was the most important thing to the people of that day? It was words. There were 647 laws that were all words. That was all they knew about God. Amen? Was the Word of God. That's what Moses brought down from Mount Sinai. Was the Word of God. And if, you know, I think this is interesting. If this were the only gospel that we had talking about the birth of Jesus, man, wouldn't Christmas be different? Excuse me, Christmas. But anyway, the point being here that I want you to know is if, well, what I want you to understand here is we have to pay attention to the reading of this differently than we do. Back in the day, John was trying to give the folks that were reading his letter a picture of God. Everybody wanted to know what God was like. What did God expect? Isn't that one of our foundational scriptures for the church? What does God want? And we have Micah saying, well, you know what God wants. God wants you to be fair. God wants you to be forgiving. And God wants you to be humble with God. But people still sit there and go, but I don't know who God is. And they kept saying that. Amen? And they kept coming up with all these different, things that they had to sacrifice to. And then John, as a forerunner to Christ, comes along and says, listen, this is it. That guy right there. If you want to know God, there it is. And, you know, it makes sense to us, doesn't that? The Word did exist before the gospel. Amen? It's because in Jesus, now stay with me here. I know sometimes this is really hard to follow. But in Jesus, we now have a picture of God. Okay? Are you with me? That's why John sat there and said, look, you're looking at Jesus. This Word existed before now. It's always been there. Nothing has ever been created. So in other words, John is saying, look, God had a hand in this. God made Jesus. Now I know, like I said, we've turned this whole thing into Trinitarian theology, but that isn't what it's about. What it's about is having a roadmap to what God looks like and what God expects. Now, the title of the sermon this week was, Can 2022 Be Different? Yes, it can. It can be different if we understand that Jesus, our Messiah, is also our roadmap. Now, you know, I like doing things in threes, right? There are three blessings that we can get if we follow the roadmap of Jesus. First of all, we will know that we are welcome in a family that goes past anything that we could imagine. It means that there is a family out there for you that is even bigger and more important than blood. Oh my gosh, did I just say that? Yeah, I did. But that's because we recognize in the Word of God that everybody is what? Wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God. So when we look at each other, we are getting a picture. And if we want to know what to do with that picture, then let's look at the roadmap. And the roadmap is who?
Jesus.
So if you want 2022 to be different, then understand that you've been welcomed to a family that nobody can keep you out of. All those people out there telling you you're not dressed right, you haven't got the right friends, you haven't got the right theology, all of that is bunk. John made it very clear that the Word has arrived for you. So, number one, you've got a family that you belong to. Number two, and this might be the biggest difficult challenge of the year, it's to try to stay focused on what Jesus wants us to do. And what is it that Jesus wants us to do? You know, you've heard it 100 times in this church in the last several weeks. What? Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick and in prison. Those are all things that ought to be our focus. Friends, we shouldn't have to think about doing that. It ought to just be done. Amen? And it ought to be done without the idea of getting credit. You do things not to get credit. We do things of service because it's out of the love that God has given us. You know, there was a point where the scripture talked about the world being blinded by the light, that the world didn't accept that. Just so you kind of understand this, I'm sure that people out here, as you're listening to this, you're aware that people have been involved with domestic disputes and all those kinds of things, right? Amen? Husbands and wives beat each other up. And, you know, one of the hardest things that we sometimes don't understand is, why is that person who's getting the crap kicked out of them, why don't they leave the relationship? Well, this is what this is talking about. It's because they can't see anything but the dark. They know what's going to happen where they're at. But if you step into the light and you see everything now, you don't know what's going to happen next. And that, my friends, can be very terrifying. Except for, here's the deal. The third thing that's going to make 2022 a much better year. And that is that you focus on the fact that you are steeped in God's grace. There is nothing that you can do that can separate you from God. There is nothing that you can say. There's nothing that you can think. There is nothing that you can do that will get between you and the love of God. So if you're really looking for 2022 to be different, it isn't about doing all the resolutions. It isn't about trying to change this. It isn't even about losing weight, which everybody says that. I've said that. I'm going to try to lose weight and then mess it up. And my husband's more than happy to remind me that I messed it up. Amen? We do all of that stuff to each other when we try to make these changes for the better. You don't have to work so hard and change it for the better if you do these things. One, recognize that you're part of God's family. Two, focus on what it is that God would have you to do. And three, understand that you could do that, because even if you muff it, you're in God's grace. That, my friends, brings me to the fourth thing that I want to say, that I didn't write down, but I think that it needs to be said. If you do those three things, you will find yourself concentrating on that which is positive and not the negative. If you concentrate on those three things, then you will see the good in 2022 and not the bad of 2021. God bless you.